Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 8, The Multifarious Wisdom of God. Related Verses. 1 Corinthians 1:30, But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Romans 8:23, And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Romans 5:18, So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. Romans 6:19-22. Verse 19. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness, and lawlessness unto lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, unto sanctification. Verse 22. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end eternal life. Romans 11:36. Because out from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation, by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. 1 Peter 1:18. Knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers. Suggested reading. Christ, as the wisdom of God, flows unceasingly from God to us to be our present and practical wisdom in our experience. As we face certain problems and realize that we do not know how to handle them, we should apply Christ as our wisdom. If we remain with the Lord to receive his dispensing, he will be transmitted into us as the wisdom to handle all kinds of problems and matters. This is to apply Christ as wisdom in our daily life. Wisdom may be understood as the way to do things. If we have wisdom, we will know the proper way to do things. But if we are not wise, our way of doing things will be foolish. In order to have the best way to do things in our daily life, we must have wisdom. Christ as wisdom to the believers is actually the divine way. Hence, wisdom in 1 Corinthians 1:30 is equal to the way in John 14:6, a verse in which the Lord Jesus says, "I am the way." God's way is his wisdom. If we enjoy Christ and participate in him, we will have him as our wisdom, as our way. This wisdom comes from our enjoyment of Christ. Day by day, and hour by hour, we should live in the Spirit and exercise the Spirit to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. If we do this, we will enjoy Christ and have him as our wisdom, That is, our way of doing things. Christ has become wisdom to us from God. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, Paul does not say that Christ became our wisdom. Instead, he says that Christ became wisdom to us from God. The expression "to us from God" indicates something present, practical, experiential, and ongoing in the way of transmission. For Christ to become wisdom to us from God indicates that there is the transmission of Christ as wisdom from God to us for our daily experience. Paul composed verse 30 in the particular way he did in order to point out to the believers that Christ should continually become wisdom to us from God. God himself in Christ is wisdom to us, constantly transmitting Christ, his wisdom, into us as the divine element that constitutes us wise persons. Christ became wisdom to us from God as three vital things in God's salvation. 1. Righteousness for our past. 2. Sanctification for our present. And 3. Redemption for our future. It is of God that we participate in such a complete and perfect salvation, which makes our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, organically one with Christ, and makes Christ everything to us. On the one hand, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption cover three stages of God's salvation: regeneration in the spirit for our past, sanctification in the soul for our present, and redemption in the body for our future. On the other hand, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption refer to three aspects of the nature of God's salvation that we need to experience daily in our Christian living and work. Today in our living and work, we need Christ as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Every day we need to be righteous, we need to be sanctified, and we need to be redeemed in all matters of our living. Christ, the wisdom of God, transmitted into our being, is doing everything within us to make us righteous in our deeds and to sanctify us in our nature. Hence, whatever we do must be righteous and holy. Not only so, Christ, as the wisdom of God, redeems us from all things other than God. Every day our living and work must be righteous, holy, and redeemed. Even our entire being should be righteous, holy, and redeemed.